It's officially school holidays. The weather's going to be warming up. I mean, other than today, I think tomorrow and the day after, it's going to be pretty warm, which means people are going to be making their way to the beach. But there's a problem with what I've just said in relation to the NSRI. We always relate problems with drownings to our beaches, but we must not take the eye off the ball at home, the pool at home. No matter how big, no matter how small, people are going to be geselig, people are going to be chilling, some people are going to be drinking orange juice, maybe some other people are going to be drinking stronger orange juice, but the bottom line is you're going to have human beings around bodies of water, and one needs to be cognizant of that, and even more, particularly, one has to be responsible about that. So to talk to you about the things that you and I need to bear in mind, the things we need to have top of mind, the things that we can do to stop a tragedy from unfolding. Dr. Cleve Robertson, the CEO of the NSRI. Good morning, Cleve.
Hi, morning, Kino.
So where do we start, eh? We have this conversation each and every year, and still people drown.
It's like the traffic, eh?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
You do your best preparation, you put the stuff out there, you know, you train everybody, and you hope for the best. But rescue throws skewballs at you every day. So, every day is different. The ocean doesn't obey any rules, so... Yeah, I think the public have really got to respect water in particular and the sea.
Yeah.
And we're back to the same old messages, you know, supervision of children over and over and over again. Don't drink and swim because, alcohol and water don't mix, despite popular belief.
Mm-hmm.
Wear a life jacket on a boat, and I would encourage, even ferry goers to ask for a life jacket when they get onto a ferry, because we know what happens with ferries.
Yes.
So, very basic things around water and those same old messages. We need to do the same things. We've expanded our coastal footprint, so we're now in Port Nolloth and St. Lucia. We've got a base in Belito, and Claremont's got a new base.
Yeah.
We've opened new lifeguarding stations, so we're assisting now at Lamberts Bay, Elands Bay. We've got a container now at Clan William Dam, so there'll be lifeguards, NSRI lifeguards at Clan William Dam, so... as an associate member of Life Saving South Africa, we're trying to assist them with some of the beach guarding duties. You hope that people will listen to the lifeguards and obey their directions on the beaches and do the responsible thing. But yeah, you're right. I mean, alcohol and other things, can mix things up.
The challenge, though, Cleve, is it needs to be a year-long thing, right? It needs to be inculcated not just in the minds of parents, but those young people who are at risk as well. So your school's programs, how have those kicked off? Has the Western Cape Education Department come to the party? Are more kids being talked about water safety? What is happening along those lines?
So, at a high level now, we have a framework for drowning prevention in the Western Cape, and we're hoping to make that a national framework. So, that outlines the kind of legislative regulation changes that need to take place, the educational issues, the lifeguarding issues. So, it's quite a comprehensive document on what needs to be done, but that needs to be implemented now. And we have a national network of educators. We've reached to date about 2 million children in the life of our water safety program, which is incredible. But in fact, to reach 15 million children in this country, we actually need to teach a million children a year. And that includes not only the kind of cognitive or knowledge development, the awareness.
Yeah.
We actually need to teach children survival swimming. So we're busy evolving a program now, which is exactly that, teaching children when they throw into the water how to take a deep breath and hold it and get to the side. So that needs to roll out progressively now going forward. It's in its early stages, but that's what we need to do. And we can only do that with partners. So, the Princess Charlene of Monarch Foundation have come on board. We're partnering with them. And we'll be looking for other partners to get this to as many kids over time as we can.
Has the education department itself come forward, though, and said, listen, we're
going to... Correct. We're partnering with them in the framework. So they're chairing some of the committees that will drive some of the processes to get that into mainstream schools. Yeah, absolutely. To me, always swimming is a survival skill. I grew up in Camps Bay.
Mm.
We were taught from the age of very young, about rip currents and survival in water. So that needs to happen at every level in every school.
And also getting kids used to, I saw you on an oppie not too long ago, and you were quite impressive. Even just, you know, if you want to talk about keeping our, getting our kids busy, getting them off the streets, getting them to do alternative stuff, we spent some time out at the Zicoufle Yacht Club. There's the Milnerton Yacht Club. If people are able to get their kids more used to water. But the more you're used to water, the more you respect water, the more you know how to deal with yourself or get yourself out of a tough situation, for example. These things are all key. And we live in a coastal city. I think more parents should consider doing that.
Absolutely. I mean, I suppose it's like the Hikers Network and hiking. You know, we need to get kids. And Greg Bertie should think great work.
Yeah.
With kids and oppies and things and raising away. And those sports are fun. And at the same time, kids get taught, you know, these kind of water survival skills and to be comfortable in the water. And that, you know, it's a pyramid scheme almost. You know?
Yeah.
Kids teach other kids and they attract other kids into these programs. So, and it's fantastic things to be able to do in the water, you know, whether it's canoeing or kayaking or surfing. Yeah. And those are very healthy sports. I mean, they're probably some of the most aerobic sports on the planet.
Agreed.
Very good for you. So if we can get kids involved in sports at all those levels, would be absolutely fantastic. So, you know, and again, you know, it needs to be rolled out through townships and all over the place.
Correct.
To get kids in the water.
And that's exactly what they're doing at Zicoufle. It's an amazing program to see how kids have actually, you know, come from abject poverty, quite frankly, and how they now can potentially even work overseas. But Cleve, I think the bottom line here is responsibility. And you can't necessarily tell a 16, 17, and 18-year-old what to do. They tend to tell you. But especially with your younger kids, man. Don't allow them to go out with people that you can't trust. As a matter of fact, always try and be there as the parent when they go close to these bodies of water.
Yeah, correct. And I mean, I think adults this season, you know, just need to be conscious of water and the activities around water. You know, put the pool cover on.
Yep.
Make sure, you know, if you're having a braai and a party, make sure there's somebody that's absolutely sober and that's watching the pool. I mean,
yeah,
I watch these municipal pools. You know, these municipal lifeguards that guard these pools do an amazing job. I mean, it's the last job in the world I would want. With a million people in the pool, incredible job. But that kind of is an illustration of the level of supervision you need. They have hawk eyes because drowning happens quietly. You know, there's no noise. Children just sink below the surface and disappear. So you've really got to keep your eyes open.
That's exactly it. Always great chatting, Dr. Cleve Robertson, CEO of the NSRI. This is The Morning Show. Myself, Keno Cummings, and the team. When it comes to you and water and this festive season, what do? Do you go around? Do you allow those kids to go around with friends when they go off to the beach? I just couldn't bring myself to it. There's no way I can bring myself to it, especially if you have younger children. It's a bit more difficult when they become, you know, teenagers and I think they're 45. But one always has to keep it top of mind. It happens as, I said professor, maybe one day, but as Dr. Cleve Robertson said, it happens very quietly. And when it does happen, it's too late.